You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to the Rangers Rabble. Everybody, if you're not speaking, please go on mute. Thank you very much. All I wanted was 3 weeks. 3 weeks off. No having to rush home for work and make myself look beautiful and try and set people up to come on, but there you go. Yes, plenty of Rangers news to talk about. Goldson, Davis, Cedric Itton. Possibly James Maxwell. We'll get into that a wee bit later on. I am joined by Mark, Scott and Brian. Gentlemen, good evening. Hello. How are you?
How are we doing? All good?
Not bad.
Not bad, ma'am. Not bad. Yourself?
It's funny watching all yous try to come off mute without looking like yous were coming off mute.
I know. We're up mute.
It's all said worse. Quite... We've been told worse.
yeah, hello and welcome everybody watching, if there is that many watching, because obviously Scotland are trying to play tonight. Is the last I seen, it was still 2-0 to Ukraine, so it looks like Scotland are out of qualifying for the World Cup. Don't really think, you just don't want to talk about that, days. We don't really need to talk about that, do we? No.
After 12-hour shift,
nah.
Talk about Rangers.
Yes, Steve Clark must go. Yes. So, yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, give us a wee like, a subscribe, share it about the podcast. Thank you very much. If you're watching on Twitter, give us a like and a wee retweet. And, of course, you can also comment on Twitter as well, because the comments come up on my screen. Brian. Mute. Before the end of the season, everybody thought Conor Goldson was gone.
Yeah.
He's not. He's signed a new deal until 2026. How surprised are you?
To say it was unexpected is putting mildly. I still, it might sound silly, right? But he hadn't announced he was going. Rangers hadn't announced he was going at all. So at the same token, you kind of thought, well, nobody's announced anything that he's signed a pre-contract with anybody else. So as long as that didn't happen, you always were holding on to any inkling of chance that he could have stayed. And the fact that, as I say, he didn't sign or announce that he was going anywhere, and Rangers didn't announce he was going nowhere, kind of gave me as long as he wasn't announced going anywhere, I was always under the impression that there was a chance he could stay. So, but still, it was the biggest shock I've probably ever had as far as a contract renewal. It was totally unexpected, but brilliant news at the same time.
Yeah, I'd likewise. I didn't see it coming at all. I was proper shocked when I seen it. I just thought that as Rangers have been playing everything pretty cute and not really giving much away, I just thought, personally, I thought he'd signed a pre-contract with somebody and Rangers have just said, look, we don't want you to announce it until the end of the season. And I was expecting it. I was one of those ones that I was expecting Conor Goldson signs for. But he never. As I said, shocked, very much so. I mean, you look at social media, you look at any sort of a footballing website or transfer website, every single one of them has said he's away. Everybody, pundits, everybody said he was away. And I kind of resigned myself to the fact that he was away. I thought, we're going to need to spend maybe 4 or 5 million in a proper centre-half to kind of replace him. But do you know what? It just shows you. It shows you the lure of our club, and it shows you that even though probably easily doubled his money if it went down south, but it gets under your skin. We've said it over and over again. This club gets under people's skin and the fans. And listen, you can't have nights like European nights that we've had and no realise how special a club this is. So over a moon, big fellas, probably saved us 4 or 5 million.
Can I just say before you come in, Keir, just before you come in, Mr. Tommy Boy, it's okay. Ryan Christie came on at half time to save the game. So there you go. All will be well. J-Mac, so happy that it happened, to be honest. Curry Muncher, I am one of the few that is not enamoured he has re-signed. To be honest, he's been a major culprit of a terrible defence this season. Still, he did the statement after the Hibs game. So everybody watching, give me your opinions on what you think about Conor Goldson re-signing, because I've got a funny feeling it'll be in like 90-10 people happy. But let me know your thoughts and I'll read some of them out, Keir.
Well,
I interrupted you, I apologise.
Sorry, my thoughts on Goldson is, I had a while back, he didn't want to leave, he wanted to stay, so I was always hopeful he would. The longer it went, and seeing him at the end of the season, it started to play in your mind, but he was always one of the last off the park, watching the fans and stuff, you thought, maybe he is away, and then he made that statement the other day on Instagram, you thought, maybe he is. Even though I was still thinking to myself, he's not signed with anybody yet. But that statement this morning, I'm happy, very happy for him. It just shows you the person that told me was correct. So if he tells me anything else in the future, I might believe him more. But no, it's really good, and I think he deserves an appearance. I know he's got his critics for people, right? He has, and Curry Muncher mentioned the thing after the Hibs game. Yeah, it didn't please a lot of folk, but being involved in football a long time, you've watched football a long time, seeing things like that, sometimes you have to say things like that because it's needed to be said. It might not have been an appropriate morning, but it needed to be said. But it's also another side of the coin came out and said, I mean, the European Knights, this team of guys are here. We can beat anybody, no matter what they've cost or who they are. So he's got the flip side to him as well. So not always looking at the negatives of Conor. He's a vice-captain. He's missed about 4 games in 4 years after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy who came up to Rangers, not put a lot of football for Brighton, and he also had a heart problem. So give the guy credit. And in my opinion, he's still our best defender out of everybody we've got. My only thought with this is, with Suter coming in, Goldson there, you'll also get Bassey to me. Might be the one that could be away. Hopefully not. I know I've had my critics of Bassey, but he has grown on me, and I think he's phenomenal. He's going to improve, but I think because he is young and he's got the improvement in him, I think a very good offer could tempt Rangers to go with him, because now we've got the cover with Suter and with Conor there. So hopefully not, but I'm happy he stayed.
On this, right, SDM, thought we needed to move past Goldson, still hold him to account for many mistakes, including the Europa League final. Brian, see for what Rangers could afford to go out and spend on a centre-back, right? Let's be realistic. Rangers would maybe, I'm talking max, you're talking 7 million. Definitely no more than that on a single player, right? Ryan Kent-esque money, right? And if Rangers spent 7 million, then you bet your arse whoever else is coming in for maybe peanuts. 1 million, maybe half a million, maybe a free transfer, right? Yeah. So for us to replace Goldson, A, how much would it cost? And would you get a better defender for 7 million?
So, well, it's very difficult to say, but it would, you're speaking in the region of that sort of sums of money to replace him, and then the wages on top of that as well. So it would be an astronomical deal to, you know, try and replace somebody like him. He's obviously got party with the big earners at the club, and I think it's more than deserved because, yes, he's had mistakes, but I think he's done. I think the good has outweighed the bad in him. The players look up to him. I think Giovanni said that his leadership skills he wanted to retain. As Scott said, he's a vice captain. He's obviously very, very influential in the dressing room. He sees himself as one of the senior players. He's been there 4 years now, so you'd be speaking a lot of money, wages and transfer fees to even think about replacing him.
I'll come to you in a wee minute, Mark, right? But Curry Munters came back to care. And Scott, I'll put this to you and you can answer it, because the people that watch dictate what we talk about, because they are the boss. The minutes he puts in is amazing, but my major dislike of him is that he gets too many lapses in concentration and always quick to blame others for his mistakes. Care.
I mean, he's probably got a point in a way. I mean, every player makes mistakes. Every player blames other players for their mistakes. Every player has lapses in concentration. I mean, if Connor was as good as... if Connor's a lot better, we think he's a really good player. Right? He's helped us this season. We won the Scottish Cup. We got to Europa League final. We should have done better in the league. But if he's a lot better than that, he wouldn't be with us anyway. So there's no point arguing over how good he is. But every player makes mistakes. Tav's went through to see if he's made mistakes. Bassi made mistakes. They came in and criticised him. Even, everybody was defeated against Barisic, not coming back for Rangers after making mistakes, especially against Celtic. So everybody has that in their game. But I get where Curry Munster's coming from, and he has got lapses. Europa League final, it was just his fault. The cross should never come in, and I also think Bassi should have done better. But that's just my... It's all about opinions, football, so nobody's right, nobody's wrong. Look at the Real Madrid goal down there against Liverpool. I still blame Trent Arnold for that. He's too far forward. He should have been covering the boy at the back post, but Trent's a good football player going forward, so he didn't get the blame. So it's easy, but I mean, Connor's going to make mistakes in the future as well, but so is every Rangers player. It's how we bounce back for things like that. So I'm happy he stayed. I hope he can change your mind, Curry, but if not, you'll still be a Rangers fan anyway. So fair play.
Mark, see re-signing Goldson, whatever the weekly wages rise to, whatever the re-signing bonus was, will this now help us to go out and spend a wee bit extra on a right winger, another striker, a left back, whatever? Well, does it just open up doors a wee bit for Gio?
I think it opens doors in a few different ways. I mean, if you look at going and spending, if you go and spend, say, for Tonksy, ballpark figure, say you go and spend $5 million on another centre half, it's not just $5 million you're paying. I mean, if you look at Goldson's probably on $1.5 million a year now, there or thereabouts, say, what, $35,000 a week or something like that. So you're looking at nearly six million over 4 years. So you've got that plus the $5 million that you spent on a centre half. So you're talking about the deal over the 4 years, probably 10, 11, maybe 12 million, which the money you're saving, all right, you might be spending 5-6 million over 4 years in a contract, but you've pretty much put that $5 million signing on fee into the bank. That you can surely, to me, that means you need to go and spend maybe 5 or 6 million on a right-sided midfielder. That needs to be your marquee signing. There needs to be, for me, it needs to be two marquee signings at least now. It needs to be a marquee signing and a right-sided attacking player. And it needs to be a marquee signing up front for me. And I think that's keeping everybody, that's signing everybody to a new... to new contracts as well. But the other door that it opens as well is that players that are kind of weird sniffing about at the moment are going to be looking at the likes of Connor Goldson going like that. Hold on a minute. This boy was 29. Pretty much, I mean, if you believe what you read, pretty much go to any sort of a lower lower Premier League team. There was talk of Forest after him, Bournemouth after him when they come up. He could get down there and double his money. Without a shadow of a doubt, easily double his money. But he said, I caught a wee bit of his interview, and he said that he likes winning week in, week out. He likes that feeling of winning. And he knows that if he goes to a Forest, no detriment to him, or a Bournemouth, that when he goes down there, a draw's, it's all right, we've done okay. Whereas at Rangers, a draw's a disaster, and a defeat's a crisis. So for me, other players that we're talking to, looking in from the outside and going like to myself, this must be something special here, because players that can go and get proper money and play in the Premiership are going, do you know what? I want another 4 years of this. So for that point of view, as well as the money that it's saving, even the likes of, you look at Balogun's on record desperate to re-sign for us as well. So this is all optics of people, and everybody talks, all players, all agents, all talk about people signing. They all talk about what's happening here and what's happening there. We're on everybody's lips at the moment because we've just been at a major final, and we're now signing players that can go and make double their money. So it's got to look good, and it's got to bode well for us getting in and looking to try and sign other players. Got to.
Well, on that point, Paul's McGarrigle's put, would you guys keep Katic or Balogun for backup? Now, Brian, obviously Suter's come in.
Yeah.
Bassey's there. Yep. Because Borna's still left back. You've got young Leon King, who I would imagine will probably get some more minutes this season. If he doesn't, when's he going to get minutes? So there's definitely Katic and Balogun. Both of them aren't, possibly one, but are any of them going to come back next season?
I don't think Katic's loan deal at Croatia's went terribly well by all reports. This is going to be a big decision for Gio now, because he's got, as you say, he's got the Suter signed up. He's got Goldson signed up now. He's got Balogun wanting a new deal. He's got Katic coming back from loan. He's obviously got Hollander still on the books. He's got young Leon King on the books. There's six centre-halves in the house already. Mm-hmm. He's got to decide now, there's two out of the four staying, obviously. He's got to decide which of the four that he fancies. Now, I've always said, penalty box-wise, Hollander, I've always loved Hollander as a penalty box defender, but the problem is he's not very reliable fitness-wise.
He's not reliable fitness-wise. Mm-hmm. Would that not then tempt Gio to maybe give Balogun a wee year?
Well, this is the thing. Is when Balogun's played, more often than not, he's actually done really well. There has been the odd hiccup.
Jack Simpson. We forgot about Jack Simpson. He's there as well.
Well, I can't see Jack Simpson staying. but no, the likes of Balogun, it's an interesting one. I mean, do we just cut our losses and try and sign another young defender in place of him? Has Gio seen somebody else that he thinks, well, he could do more for me than Balogun? This is all up to Gio now, and I must admit, up front and well for right, I think we've been saying for a long time that the right wing position's been crying out for a natural right winger, and that's why I'd be trying to get everything signed up. That position needs sorted.
Well, Kerr, I suppose it's actually a bit of an interesting point if you look at it. Hollander, injury prone. Mm-hmm. John Suter, injury prone. So you take Hollander and John Suter out, that leaves you with Goldson, Simpson, Balogun, and King. Mm-hmm. So are we as strong at the back as what I actually thought we were before we started this podcast?
We probably are, Martin, but I think it all depends on what happens to Calvin Bassey. I think if Bassey stays, then
is Bassey centre-back or left-back?
Centre-back for me, but I know everybody's got different opinions. That's just my opinion, Martin. I would play a back three. I like him, and that's it. I like him going forward in the back three, but that's just my opinion. We're all different. You like him as a left-back, and that's fair enough. But if Bassey's staying, Hylander, Simpson, and Katic. I'll get rid of the three of them. I think we need them.
The three of them?
Because I think it's a lot of wages off the books as well, because same we need rid of some midfielders as well. The squad's too heavy, especially through the middle.
We've only got 742 midfielders. What's wrong with you?
We need to invest more. I think still safe if a fit striker in that Europa League final, we might have won it. I think that's the issue, and I still think Kamara, I'm not going off the topic, but Kamara Aribo might leave as well. But we've got to do three centre-halves. I think Mesuta, Golson, Bassey, King, I think we're fine. Because I think Bournemouth will probably stay. And you've got Tavares as well, who Tav doesn't miss a game. Do you know what I mean? So, what Jesse probably will next season, touch wood, doesn't he? But no, I think we're fine. I think it's the front miles we need to concentrate on. I think that's the reason. It's a good sign at Golson stayed, because like Mark said earlier, don't you fork out? And even 4 or 5 million, I know that's a lot of money to Rangers, but does that actually get you somebody decent nowadays? Is that just, do you know what I mean? So no, I'd rather bring in a couple of strikers or a right side player. I know Hadji's coming back and stuff, but.
And I suppose as well, Lundstrom can drop into centre back as Robbie 55 just put in there.
And Sands
as well. Yeah. But I suppose, Mark, in that, we Goldson re-signing, it kind of opens up more questions than answers, I suppose, because I don't know about you, but there's just something about Katic for me that if you could get some time working with Gio, I don't know. I personally think there's a defender there and a right good one.
I really like Katic. I've said this a million times. I'm old school. I like the fact that defenders defend. I like a big, strong, aggressive, in your face, centre half that can header the ball further than I can kick it. For me, growing up, centre half, kicked the striker, got the ball, gave it to a silky midfielder. That was his job. Kick a striker, win the ball, get a silky midfielder. Understand the modern game, we need to move on, and we're no longer that dinosaur thing, and we need to play the ball for at the back and all this good stuff. But do you know what? Big Katic, I think, has got everything. I think it was very, very unfortunate that he got injured when he did. I think that the big fella, we can see there's a player in there. He wasn't slow by any means. He come back like a brick shit house. He looked ready to rock and roll. And I think that probably he wasn't ready for Rangers last season. And I think what they've done is exactly the right thing. They've sent him out on loan.
Apparently it's not going great.
No, but it was never ever going to go great. If he stayed at Rangers and he played every game, it wasn't going to go great, because he's had a proper, nearly a year injured. So it's going to take him probably a full season to get everything working the way it should be working, to start reading the game the way things should be, and obviously get all these kind of... He's went elsewhere and he's got all these mistakes out of his system, hopefully. If he was at Rangers and he was making mistakes and this and that and having howlers, he would be slaughtered, absolutely slaughtered. So they've done the right thing. Get him out of the goldfish bowl. Let him go. Let him try and get to some sort of a form. Let him get fit again. Let him realise that his knees and stuff like that are all working the way they should be working. And I think bring him back. I think the big man needs a chance. It'll be a hell of a lot cheaper than Balogun in wages. And he's still got, a year, 2 years left in his contract. So I think there's nothing ventured, nothing gained. I don't think it's a risk, because I think that in the Scottish game, I think he would slot into any Scottish Premiership team as a centre half quite easily, and probably be one of the better ones. So I think he's definitely worth a shout as far as I'm concerned. I would keep him. I like big Balogun, but I think a couple of times towards the end of the season when you watched him run, it looked as if he was fucking running through treacle a wee bit. And I think that
he's injured, wasn't he?
I think it's signs that his legs are starting to go a wee bit as well, pace wise, because he was a quick player when he first came here. He was quick, so I don't know. Right. I'd give him a go. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
First things first, people know how to get me to bring up comments, right? They've actually mastered the art. All they need to do is say, agree, Martin, good point, and I will bring your comment on screen. Don't you worry about it. Right. There's there's joking and then there's just personal attacks, right? Groomed within an inch of your life, Martin, right? No, I've just showered, right? And I thought, I didn't think we were going to be on for about another 2 weeks, so I've let my tash grow, right? Curry Muncher, hair is dapper, Martin, just need to trim that rug in your face and you're sorted. I wasn't expecting to be doing a podcast, that's why I have not dealt with all this. And of course, Chris Hamilton, agree, Martin, good point. Maybe Ryan Christie is here to save a day. Scotland have scored. There you go. 2-1. Care, right, back to Goldson. And away from my facial hair. Good coup by the club and a wee nice shout out for Ross Wilson.
Decent, yeah. I don't think he would do it, but obviously you came to agreement with Connor's agent and we've got him tied down. It's been a 4-year deal, longer than I thought it'd have been, but 4-year deal is good for especially he's 29, so it kind of ties him up to seen him in his last legs, but it's tied him up to a good amount of time left.
But we're getting him in his peak, aren't we? We're getting him for his best years.
Yeah. And I think he enjoys it at Rangers. Do you know what I mean? I think he enjoys his teammates. They've got a good, you can see they've got a togetherness at Rangers. I know we criticised him a lot last season at times, but near the towards the end of the season, a lot of times we dug deep in games. And I mean we dug deep. I mean, especially the many extra times that we play. And that was, it's not just Connor, but that's a full team. So you can see the togetherness they've got, the belief they've got. And I mean, playing Europa League, getting into quarters, getting into extra time, and then playing the Celtic in the semi final, getting extra time, and extra time again, and the Scottish Cup, extra time in the Europa League. That team dug deep. That team played some minutes. So you have to give them all credit. But especially Gio, because he had his credits last season, Martin, when he came in. It took him time to settle.
Sorry, can you hear that?
Somebody's getting done in Martin's house.
That's
2-2 or something getting killed?
It's 2-1 and somebody's getting killed in Martin's living room.
Well, you know, I know, I should be on mute. I apologise. My missus and my stepson are watching the Scotland game. And
I don't think you bring back Ramsey. I like Aaron Ramsey as a player, you can't argue, but it didn't work for me at Rangers. We'll have to go for somebody younger, somebody fitter. And it would be a pointless bringing them back unless we just come back as you pay as you play deal. We only pay the money if he actually made any minutes, because there's guys out there who play for Rangers for less, and there's a lot of good players that are going to be released come the end of June.
I don't think there's any Rangers fan that's going to say we should bring back Ramsey. Maybe I'm wrong, but listen, extremely talented player on his day. If he's injury free and he's in that Rangers team, he's the best player in Scotland. But it just never really worked for him. He wasn't terrible when he came on, he done okay, but he was just never fit.
I'd rather go with Alec Lowry myself.
Oh, hey, you're preaching to the choir, my friend. make Alec Lowry the captain. In fact, give Alec Lowry the keys to Ibrox, name the stadium after him, give him what he wants. No, there was no domestic. Oh, of course, Nicholas Moore, I want Ramsey back. I wonder why that is, Nicholas, eh? Yeah, South Wales loyal. Stephen Davis, Mark, get a new contract as well. That one did surprise me. But as it's been pointed out on social media and everywhere you look, he's still a right good player. It's not as if he's re-signed just to be a part of the dressing room, like a kind of a, with all due respect, a Jermaine Defoe. He'll play, and I thought towards the end of the season he was cracking.
Yeah, I come out of one of these pods and publicly apologised to him because I gave him a roasting a few times on here.
You argued with me. I said he could last 90 minutes. You're like,
I gave him a roasting. I come out and apologised to the man, and I put my hands up because, do you know what? He still got it, and obviously he was just struggling with injury, and that's why he was deploying him.
He said himself he was struggling with COVID still, didn't he?
So I think that it's a masterstroke in a few different levels. One, he's a right good player, and he's proved that, like Martin, you said there, towards the end of the season, he showed us that he still is just as good as he's ever been. He's not dropped off at all. Two, I think he's a model professional. I think for certain standards, training, as an example of the young kids as well, outstanding. I mean, his record speaks for itself, and he's the most capped British player in the history so far. So, and I think as well to take the youngsters like Lowry and McCann and stuff like that under his wing. See if they become half the player that boy's been, then they'll not go far wrong. They'll go pretty far in this game. So I think it's probably a wee bit of masterstroke as well, bringing him in. Still got it, still able. As I said, I questioned his legs. I'll take it all back. I think it proved me wrong massively over the last, four or five games of the season. I thought he was outstanding, as he always is. He's always a 7.5, 8 out of 10. So, as I said, for me, great bit of business.
Well done, Mark. You just took away every question I could have actually then re-asked on Davis, and you took away all the talking points for the other two guys. So, aye. Chris, Connie Stokes ain't you agree with me now, because it's just getting ridiculous, right?
I wasn't even saying nothing, Chris.
I agree, Mark. Good point. He just wants his name up on that screen. Aye, vital, Brian, for McCann, Lowry, etc. Even for the likes of King, for any young player coming into that first team squad, Stephen Davis is vital.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just a top notch player. He's never in the papers for anything bad. It's all, you know, he's just a model pro. And he can still play. I mean, he came on in the semi against Celtic, and him and Arfield, that double substitution changed the game for us. So, you know, he can still influence games. He's a calm head on the pitch. He doesn't give away anything, you know, doesn't give away silly passes. He's, you know, he's very neat and tidy. But for him to be in such good condition as he is at his age is testament to the man, and surely all the young guys at the club want to be exactly the same as that. If he's still playing at 38, if they've got any aspirations to do that, then they do exactly what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever heard this expression, Keir? Davis ages like a fine salmon.
Love it.
I've never heard that expression in my life.
Flying through there like a salmon. No, I agree, Davis. I'm happy he's dead. He can still put in his slippers. He's that good. But I think he's a good influence about the club. He probably knows himself he's not going to play every week, but he'll be there for when needed.
And but the difference is, Keir, that when he plays, he can contribute. It's not like it's not like we're re-signing Jermaine Defoe, who's going to get less games than Brandon Barker. Know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
No, and but he knows the club. He's been born a Rangers fan. He's been at the club before. He came back. He could have probably walked away and done a year somewhere else, but he wants to stay. He's happy here. And he knows the Rangers as an inside out, as a player and as a fan. So I'm very happy Stephen Davis is still a Rangers player. He's one of my favourite players of all time.
Cody, just no. Right.
There's a lot of fine golf courses in Scotland, but for Gary,
there's a lot of fine golf courses.
By the way, how's Nicholas getting on with negotiations?
I think he's got both Bale and Ramsey's phone numbers.
Well, he was going to see to it that it was going to happen.
We had a question, right, and it's kind of jumping ahead a wee bit, but since it's Curry, I'll bring it up. Question for you and the lads. Before I bring that up, the Rangers Rabble is now part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. I don't actually think I've ever announced that on a live show before. It doesn't really change much. We're still available. Every episode's available to download on Acast, Spotify, iTunes, etc. You can also head over to the Sports Social website and you can listen to us there as well, and you can see our wee homepage and stuff like that. I never advertise the downloads. I always forget about it, but yeah. We're available on Acast, iTunes, etc. So, search. I don't even know what to say for it. You search for the show and then you download them. So, yeah, go and do that. And we're part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. So, happy days. Question for you and the lads. We all agree we need a forward signed. Is there any names you can think of we should be looking at and that we can afford? I shall open that up to all three of you. I was thinking Lewandowski, but because I know he's leaving Bayern. But
Well, the one that jumped out at me, which I noticed is he's not his market value is not very much, and I think he's actually quite close to being out of contract, is the boy Solbakken at Bodo Glimt, was it? He's only 23. I'm just going to check when he's finished.
This is such a good look for a pod.
Graham McGraw's part,
he's out of contract.
Just on the boy.
I can't find out. No.
On that.
This is ridiculous.
It ends at the end of the year, 31st of December.
Yeah.
So, and he really impressed when he played for them. So that was one guy that caught my eye, definitely.
Yeah, we spoke about it earlier, me and Brian as well. I think that boy's a proper player. That boy's a really, really good player. And he's mainly a right winger. For what I've seen him, he's about 6'2", and he can run like an Olympic sprinter. He's a big, big unit running down that wing, and he runs like, as I said, an Olympic sprinter. I think he can play through the middle as well. I think that on occasion they put him through the middle. But for me, I've been having a serious talk to him and seeing if we can get him in. There's been rumours of him possibly going to Roma. I think he'd done a bit of damage against Roma. Mm-hmm. And I think that they were obviously talking about muted about signing him and stuff like that. But I think that's a great shout with Brian, because I think he's a smashing player. And as I said, even if you need to spend a bit of money on him, I think that he's well worth the money. Through the middle, striker wise, I'm just hoping that the likes of Gio and Roy Mackay and Dave Voss I've got a few wee cheeky ones up their sleeve for Holland, because I mean, you look back at Michael Moles springs to mind. Michael Moles, I'll admit it, I didn't really know anything of him before we signed him. I'd heard the name and stuff and done the usual. I looked about and tried to find anything I could find on him. But I mean, we brought him for Utrecht, and what a player that boy was. There's got to be players in that Dutch league that they know that they can bring in. There's got to be some gems, absolute gems there. So you're hoping that that's the case. And obviously, there's talk of this this Colombian boy as well for the Russian mob. Is it, I don't know how to pronounce it.
They signed him for $1 million, and now they're what, an $8.5 million with 12 months to go.
I think that's a wee bit of paper talk in there. I mean, sometimes he's obviously they're trying to bump his price up. But it's one of, if you look at his we're talking YouTube again, aren't we? If you look at his YouTube, there's quite a contrasting couple of videos there on YouTube about this.
Never listen to anything you hear on YouTube. It's all nonsense.
So true. But there's a clip that I've found that when he was playing with Ajax. And he looked a proper player. He looked fast. He looked like he had a great touch. He looked decent in the air. He looked like a proper finisher. I mean, he looked really, really good. And then I got a kind of video of him playing in Russia. And he looked a wee bit cumbersome. And it just didn't look as if... he might not be happy in Russia. But, I mean, so I read something as well saying that he's the second top goal scorer over there at the moment in the league. So...
Aye, but look, we always know there's going to be paper talk, care about all sorts of players. There's a player, obviously, I think you're going to bring up in a minute that Graham put in the comments. But just before you do, we're not going to spend a great deal of money on a striker if Alfie stays. Let's be brutally honest about it. Unless Joe's going to change formation and play 3-5-2, there's no way that we're going to spend even 3-4-5 million on a striker who's not going to be first choice.
If Alfie stays in, there's going to be somebody will come in, but probably be to play either alongside him at times or backup, because Alfie's not going to stay in big backup, is he?
No.
And if Kent stays as well, he's going to play. So, I mean, Liam Delap, I know Graham mentioned him, I was going to mention, I know City are going to put him out on loan next season. I don't know if he'll get him. He's only 19, but I don't know if you've ever seen him, but the boy's a talent, superb player. I mean, City's got a lot of good players at the moment. He could come up here and do a job, but it's probably people say, well, look at Ahmad, he didn't do that great. But this boy's a lot better than Ahmad. He's a fabulous player. Also, Ross Stewart, I see somebody mentioned Ross. I've seen Ross a few times. Ross is a really good player. I like him. I think he's done really well with Sunderland. When he was up in Scotland, he was Ross County. I don't know if you remember him, Brian. But Ross County.
He's done
okay with Ross County. He scored goals. He went down to England. He's matured a bit. He holds the ball up better. He's actually quite mobile, moves about for a big guy. He's good with his feet. He does score goals this season. Probably been his best scoring goals. But he's a team player. He's all round contribution to games from. If you watch Sunderland in the playoffs, I thought he was really good. There's also a lad at Villa called Cameron Archer. I don't know if he's going to get a lot of game time at Villa, but he scores goals. He's only a young lad as well. He was on loan last season at Preston in the Championship. I think he scored 9 or 10 goals in about 16 games. So, this guy's, I don't know many foreign players. I don't watch a lot of football abroad, apart from maybe some German games with Hamburg, but or Roma games, that's the only kind of two teams I'll pay attention to. But I know the British market be a bit better. These are the guys I would go for. Obviously, Steele's get players at Holland they want. Fair enough. Ross Wilson might have a list of players. But I don't think we're going to splash out a lot of money in a striker. Because as Mark said earlier, it's not just the transfer fee, it's the wages. So we might bring somebody in. Maybe somebody like Ross Stewart, who wouldn't command a lot of money. He knows the Scottish game. He is Scottish. So it might help us with somebody mentioning.
Can I just say, we've got some breaking news. And the breaking news is that Scotland are out.
Yeah, I just seen that. Just
World
to be smiling.
Cup qualifying, beat 3-1 at Hampden by Ukraine. Ukraine obviously now go on to face Wales, and the winner of that will go to the World Cup. So Scotland,
no doubt, are out. Aaron Ramsey will score the winner.
Yes, a Scotland team. Correct if I'm wrong. Without Suter or Jack, I know Jack pulled out with injury.
Yeah,
but no playing John Suter at the back, playing Hanley. And Cooper.
Stewart was actually stripped on the bench there, but I don't think he came on.
To be honest with you, doesn't bother me. Rangers player, I think Ryan Jack should retire if he's international football to save his legs for Rangers, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, but there you go. So Scotland will not be making it to a major tournament because you know how our qualification record is stellar. What's that? 1 in like 28 years. So yeah, Scotland are out of World Cup qualifying.
What I'll say is to you. I know we've been, Rangers, I know they've seen the papers, and Matt put it on Twitter, I think, I don't know if it was Mark or Brian, but the big boy, it was at Hearts last season, Sims. Would you take him as a backup? He knows the league.
We were heavily linked with Sims, Mark. I've got to say, he looked okay, he looked like he could do a job in Scotland, but the point we, and what last season showed us, if we're going to bring in players, and even if they're backup players, they have to be good enough for Europe now, because you can't go from a Europa League final to not qualifying for either the Champions League or the Europa League. So we need players that are going to be good enough in Europe. And the question is Sims good enough for Europe?
No.
I think he'd have given him a chance to be there. I think he's got the ability.
I think the boy looked no bad in the cup final. I'll give him that. He looked all right in the cup final. But I think that where we are at the moment, our level's there. And we need players that take us there. We don't want players that are in the same level as us or below us. We need to...
Just signed John Suter, Mark, and he plays with Hearts as well.
Yeah, I know, but arguably one of Hearts' best players. I don't think Sims comes into that category, that he's one of Hearts' best players.
He's still learning, he's still young. He's like,
I understand that, and I totally agree. I mean,
and he's not going to come as a... He's going to come as a backup, ain't he? And he's better than probably
that.
Roof.
I don't know if he's better than Roof. He might be better injured. He might have a better injury record.
He's a big physique. Tony Weston's not going to get a chance. He's going to be on it.
The point I'm trying to make is that we should be spending money to progress our squad rather than buying in players. We should be buying a centre forward that's going to rival Alfie, that's going to give Alfie's got to up his game because this boy's going to take his place. No, somebody that's back up to him, because that shouldn't be the way we're thinking. I don't understand that, but that should be our aim. Our aim should be a progressive squad and to get better, to take us to a level above where we're at the moment. No, understand that. We've just been at a major European final. Now, we should be bringing in, as far as I'm concerned, we should be bringing in, like I said earlier, a marquee signing, i.e. right-sided attacking midfielder, and a marquee signing striker, as far as I'm concerned. I think my defence sorts itself out. I think we're midfield. If we need to spend a wee bit of money, maybe bring a central midfielder in. But I think that the two positions, as it stands at the minute, now that we've got Goldson, I think we need to bring a marquee signing in that if Alfie stays, that he's going to rival Alfie and go out to Alfie, do you know what? I'm taking your position. And that's going to breed Alfie, bringing Alfie to another level, bringing him to another level, so that brings the team to another level, rather than...
Remember, Alfie came for Finland for £1 million.
I don't understand that, but we're talking about where we're at the moment.
I don't think we can bring in marquee signings for the money we've got to spend, because I think wages dictate that, and if you buy a player for £7 million, they're going to want a £7 million wage, which is not going to be 25 grand a week.
But I would rather spend, if we've got, for talk's sake, if we've got 20 million to spend, I'd rather spend most of that on two players and improve our squad. I think we've got too many squad players. We've still got Wright, you've got Sands, do you know what I mean? We've got youth as well.
Sands is only unknown, but...
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is we don't need to build out the squad. I think what we need to do is improve our first 11. Is my point, rather than bringing somebody in that's going to go back up to Alfie, bring somebody in that rivals Alfie. Bring somebody in that's going to go.
Man, do that, because folk are saying we'll bring in Lowry, he'll revival. And
what I'm saying is,
he's played less games than Sims.
So 100% you agree.
Can't judge the two of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but what I'm saying is that we should be looking to bring a player in that's at a certain level or a certain standard.
Are you trying to say I'm bring in a player that's known?
Oh, not so much known, because like I said to you, I just said that Moles wasn't known when he came here, but Moles was at a certain level, and they knew he was at a certain level. We're talking about trying to bring a young boy in to try and nurture him and to make him better, which is good, and which I think we should be doing as well. But what I'm saying is that we need to bring players in that are going to take our starting 11 and improve it.
The issue you've got there, Mark, right? The issue you've got is when Alfie first came in, and what was Alfie, £1 million?
Million.
Alfie wasn't the Alfie that he is now.
I know, but,
right? but if you want to bring in somebody, Mark, if you want to spend money to bring somebody in who's going to rival the Alfie that we've got just now, you're talking £6, £7, £8, £9 million for a player like that. And Rangers are not going to spend that.
But that's, for me, that's what we need to be doing. I don't think that if we've got money to spend, I think we need to spend it on improving our first 11.
I agree with that.
A marquee signing. What's a marquee signing to you, Mark? Is it someday, like you said, known, or someday is better? Because someday better we might not get the way the transfer market is.
I understand that, but we need to try.
In
your point there, Martin, when Alfie came in, our whole squad was at a different level. Our whole squad
he's progressed a lot more.
Yeah, but the whole squad's progressed as well. So now I think that we need to be setting our bar a little bit higher than, for me, Sims doesn't improve our first 11.
I don't think necessarily spending millions is going to guarantee anything. I mean, three quarters of our team's made up of free transfers or under £500,000. So.
I tell you what, if you do that another 100 times, we've been lucky. There's been a good bit of business been done, and we've been lucky with a lot of the signings that we've got. But all I'm saying is, all right, bring in younger players and try and progress them. But for me, our squad at the moment, we need to kick that squad on. We need to go around.
I understand you, but it's just, I think you have to give guys a chance. I'm just talking about something about any player we bring in. When we brought in John Lundstrom, and last Christmas time, we were all saying Lundstrom can go, but now we would sit here and say, build the team around Lundstrom. So I think you have to give guys a chance. So it doesn't matter who we bring in. Yeah. I don't think we can bring in a marquee signing for the fact that we can't buy anybody at their peak unless they're at a certain peak or just above us, but we can't go any higher than that just because wages dictate that. The guys in the English Championship getting 50, 60 grand and maybe not even as good as some players we've got. So, Ross Wilson will bring in, use a loan market, money will bring in somebody for money. I'll tell you
that is the point. That is the point right there, right? Now, Sims is obviously playing for Hearts in Scotland, right? So there's only so good that he's going to look to anybody. And by that, I mean clubs down south to Rangers fans, he's only going to look so good. But you could go and buy somebody from I don't know, Leeds, or I can't even think of any teams in England, right? A mid-table Premiership team. You could go and buy a player for there who's valued at X amount. He could come to Scotland and be exactly the same as Sims. You know, 100%. And I agree with you, Mark, we need to buy players who are going to challenge in the first team.
Yeah, 100%.
But Sims could. This is the point.
I know that. But what point? So let me give you another slant in the point I'm trying to make. So see
everybody agrees with you, by the way, Mark. Everybody agrees.
See if Lundstrom had 3 years left in his contract, how much would we have paid for him?
Stupid money.
We wouldn't have bought him because we didn't do deal.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. So you'd be probably talking in the region of maybe 5 million, give or take. Mm. Which is agree. I mean, there are thereabouts. There are thereabouts. You're talking about that kind of money, yeah. So
you're talking double that.
So what I'm saying is, rather than us trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat like we've done with Lundstrom, I would think instead of us waiting another 6 months to try and get, we'll talk to this boy for the next 6 months, 8 months to try and get him on a free. Why not just go and spend the money that we've made for this European run? Mm-hmm. Why not just go and spend that 5 million?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, Mark? Imagine this: we spent 10 million on Lundstrom, and his whole Rangers career has went exactly the same way. So we spent 10 million on Lundstrom. Come January, oh, there's going to be war.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, the point I'm trying to make is, I think Sims is not a bad player, and I totally agree with Kerr by saying, bring him in to challenge it as a backup to Alfie. But that mentality is not going to get us to progress. I think that we need to bring somebody in, i.e., as I know I'm saying marquee signing, we're not going to go and sign...
Bloody, Rangers and Celtic don't do marquee signings. Yeah,
so what I'm saying is, marquee for us, I'm talking about somebody at that kind of level, that kind of 5 million, 6 million level. I'm talking about somebody that's got a good reputation, somebody who gets
the fans excited right
away. Yeah, 100%. But bring somebody in that's going to go like that. Alfie needs to raise his game another level, because he's got somebody there that's going to go like, do you know what? I'm no here to sit on the bench. I'm here to score goals. I'm here to be the main man. Because that's what Alfie done when he came in. Mm-hmm. Alfie came in and he wasn't happy just to sit on the bench and be a bit part player. He wanted to be the main man, and he made sure he was the main man. And now he is the main man. But what I'm saying is, we need to bring somebody in that's going to push him, mm-hmm. and, as I said, and obviously spend decent money in a right-sided midfielder.
Right, 51 minutes, Mark, and we need to move on. We need to move on. I thought this was only going to take half a fucking hour.
It's your fault, Mark.
My apologies. Blame me. And everybody in the comments, I'm reading them and I will bring them up. I promise. Keep them coming. More and more people have tuned in after the Scotland game's finished. So hello and welcome along to everybody who's just joined. Thank you for joining the Rangers Rabble. If you're on YouTube, please do like and subscribe and hit the wee notification bell thing so that when we go live, you know we're live. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a follow. I always forget that. Give us a wee follow. A like, a retweet.
Follow.
Give us as many follows as you want. And a wee comment as well. And of course, you can download every Rangers Rabble episode on Acast, iTunes, and we're also part of the Sports Social Network. Brian, how you doing, mate? It's been a while for a fair for you. How you doing?
Oh, he's not here, Brian.
I just thought I'd let them two go at it. I'll just stay out of it.
I'll just put myself in mute.
I don't know if you've noticed, right? But my internet's cutting it. So I will try and keep this going. Brian said the Ted is no longer a Ted.
Yeah.
We sold him. It was like I don't know what the deal we sold the. I've just read a comment. We said Cedric Itton was he scored 4 goals against Motherwell, and then I think that was kind of his career highlight.
We only scored against Motherwell
at Rangers, but he's gone. It's a shame it didn't work out for him.
Yeah, it's just another one of these ones that I think he was bought in to try and compete with Morelos, and obviously, as we've found out, Morelos is obviously the main man, and getting game time ahead of him is very difficult. I think Itton would have had to have went on a run of maybe five hat-tricks in a row before you could even think about getting him a start ahead of Morelos. So, yeah, it's just a bit unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. These things happen. The only good news is that it's, you know, we've got some money back from it. He's away back to Switzerland, and best wishes to him. I think he'll do a job for somebody. It just hasn't quite worked out with us.
If the figures are to be believed, Kerr, $1.5 million. Obviously not what we paid for him, but we were never going to get what we paid for him. But so I suppose to get $1.5 million is probably good business by the club.
Probably, they've got him. We've got some money back. He's got his wage bill off the club as well, and we'll probably get add-ons to that if he does well. He maybe do well again in Switzerland and get back out again. But maybe if he wins something, maybe add-ons, whatever. But he had to move. He had to move for himself, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He wasn't working for the Rangers. He was here. He was taking up a space for even money on boys coming through. So good luck to him. That's what I say. He didn't let us down. He did. I don't mean that way, but he was always a credit to the club. Never done anything bad. Him, I was in the papers for anything, and he tried his hardest. It just wasn't a P for him. And I always remember the goal just scored against Motherwell. So, and even the last game, he scored against. Did he score against Real Madrid?
He scored against Bayern Munich as well.
Just on said the Ted. I can't remember who I spoke to about it. I seen a interview that they done that went under the radar. And it was in a Swiss football magazine, and he said that he had a long term illness from COVID, and I can't understand why nobody picked this up, but I can't even remember where I read it. I should have screenshotted it and posted it to the group, but it was an interview, and that was basically what he was saying. That's why his career never went where it went.
Oh, your time, Mark, about from Everton, mate. Ellis Sims, no one in the league.
Look, just quickly, channel member Ewan, hi lads, what do you think is possibly trying to get Saul back in from Boda for down the right side? We've already discussed that, Ewan, so I don't want to go back into it, but as you're a channel member, I thought I would just personally let you know that we've already discussed it, so when the show's finished, you can go back and watch it, or, Kerr, you can download the show from where?
I can't remember.
Spotify.
Right.
Spotify,
right.
You said.
Right, Mark. Where can you download the
show from? Oh, no, you're putting me on Spotify and that other place you said.
Spotify, iTunes, Acast, Podcast Addict, yeah. Google Podcasts, you name it, you can download it.
Do you know what? See if you hit the wee bell as well. It'll tell you when there's a new show.
Oh, that's YouTube, Mark. Mark,
no, it's still that doesn't Spotify as well.
Doesn't Mark likes to listen to himself when he's going to sleep at night.
Definitely puts me to sleep.
Davey 1642 channel member has also put in a super chat. Thank you for supporting the show, Davey. 56 is in the post troops. We are the people. Monorable. Monorable indeed. Thank you so much for your support. It really does mean a lot. Brian, do you want to update us quickly on the Rangers women's team? You said there was two women that have left.
Yeah, Kiara Grant, who I think we signed in January, has went to Hearts along with Emma Brownlee. Emma was quite surprised Emma Brownlee went. I thought she was a good, a very versatile player on the right-hand side, right back, right mid, right wing. She was hard-working. So they're both away to Hearts.
A big surprise, Brian, for Brownlee's left?
She was out injured for this season, so I just thought naturally she would come back and get fit and then be ready for the next season. But they've deemed her surplus to requirements unless her contracts run out. So obviously there'll be comings and goings there now because that's two players down. So preparing for Champions League next year will be an interesting summer for the ladies.
Is there anything I've forgot to bring up tonight, gentlemen? If I missed anything.
Mark Wallers went to Leicester, allegedly.
You mentioned John Sutter, by the way.
We did mention. Do you want to go a wee bit more in-depth into John Sutter? Would you like to do it, Kia?
I think Mark's not spoken tonight, so Mark should speak about
Club's doing nothing, man.
I tell you what, you disagree right? with care, you get the fucking
the baggers.
You do, you get it.
Oh,
don't
I care.
I'm not even going to mention Ross Wilson, him, man.
He's worse than a woman's strong. How do I know where you stay, Kier? You move every 5 minutes?
That's not... you're not updating your move.
Oh, here's something that Curry's brought up, which was reported.
I think that was true, what was it?
I don't think it was true. Would you care? For those listening on Acast, iTunes, etc., who can't see the comment...
That again?
A one-year extension for Shagger, Kier, would you be surprised?
Yes.
It was reported.
I'd be surprised if he stayed. I would be.
I was just about to say thank you for that amazing insight.
I would be very surprised if he agreed on our deal. I feel they're getting a keeper. It could be wrong. It's from the same person that told me about Golson, but that could be wrong. But I don't know. Al McGregor's a legend. He's up there with Andy Gorham. But I think it's time he hung up his gloves. But that's only my opinion.
I have my sources, right, are basically people in the comments and you guys in the group chat. I have no sources, right? I've got no inside information whatsoever about anything, right? But apparently Ibrox sources are saying that the McGregor talks are positive. Brian, I would be astounded if Alan McGregor gets a one-year deal.
I'd be more astounded than I was this morning when I seen Goldson signed a new deal. I mean, to be quite honest, he's done everything possible for us. He's won trophies left, right, and centre, but he's 40 now. We've got to cut the tie somewhere and just admit that, you know, age has caught up with him. And we've got to move on and sign some. We've either got to stick with McLaughlin and McCrory as the backup, or we sign another goalie to replace McGregor to rival McLaughlin for number one. I'm not having McGregor sign a new deal. I'm sorry. I would like him just to go out on a high, win the Scottish Cup, thank him for his services for all the years, all the memories, and that's how I'd like to leave it.
Mark, I'll come to you in 2 seconds. Nicholas Moore, I love McGregor, but it's the end of the road now, sadly. And Curry, it's a no for me. Love him to bits, but last season showed he is on a downward trend. Is he, Mark, or could Alan McGregor do a job for Rangers for another season? Just playing devil's advocate.
I don't think so. See, for me, I would be very upset if he stayed a year too long and tarnished the way we feel about him. And the way
is there any chance, though, Mark, that McGregor could still do a job for Rangers, or is it definitely for you end of the road?
I mean, McGregor could go to another club for another year and do really, really well for them. I just wouldn't want him to do it at Rangers. As I said, that's my overwhelming feeling. Is I love him to bits, and I've been on here and I've backed him to the hilt. Even when I probably shouldn't have backed him to the hill. And I just don't want him to tarnish what he's got here. I think going out on a high, we've been to European final, big final, massive, never won it, but and we won the Scottish Cup for the first time in what 14 years. So I think that's probably the best way for him to bow out and for us to remember him. I think that if he come back and tarnished and ended up being a villain, then I just people
it
give him
be the fans who tarnish his time. Some fans are fickle.
But that's what's going to happen if he doesn't perform. I mean, he had a wee spell there where nothing went right for him, and the knives were starting to get sharpened already for him. And for me, the man's a legend. I don't care what anybody says. I would say he's arguably the second best goalie anyway that's ever played for this club in my era, my lifetime.
If he doesn't re-sign, then I think that's we'll have to have a full show about that debate. And it also should be said. Sorry, Brian. Right. And I don't want to labour this point. I want to just make this point, and then we'll move on. Obviously, the news came out about the goalie, Andy Gorham, and his terrible, horrible diagnosis. His family have obviously asked for discretion. The only thing we will say on it is that obviously everybody at the Rabble, everybody in the comments, everybody watching, every decent human being in the world wishes the goalie a speedy recovery. I know it wasn't a great diagnosis, but I know he's going to fight it, and let's hope we can overcome it. But yeah, that's all that we're going to see on that. Sorry, Brian.
No, I was just about to say, McGregor, the ovation he got when he came on the Scottish Cup final, I would like to think that's what the fans remember him for and think of him. And just to leave it at that, thanks. You know, thanks.
Yeah, the fact, Brian, that he came on for the last couple of minutes in that final sort of signified to me that was his time.
Well, I said to somebody at the start of the game, I says, Jenk McGregor would get some minutes at the end. And they were like, no, he won't play. And then all of a sudden, of course, he comes on, doesn't he? So, I mean, you don't bring somebody on in a Scottish Cup final for 2 minutes for just the sake of it, do you? Especially a goalkeeper. So, to me, that was an indication that was McGregor's swan song. And I kind of hope it is, because, as we've been saying, he's made some wonderful memories for us. He's been a marvellous player. And we all thought this season was maybe one season too far. Certainly don't want him to end up staying for another season and folk thinking worse of him next season.
To end the show, Kerr, people have been mentioning it in the comments. It's not so much Rangers related, but it kind of is at the same time. A fantastic move for Queen's Park Rangers, in my opinion. Michael Beale announced as our new manager. I'm delighted to see Michael go and take that management role on. Yep. No many people know more about football and tactics and stuff than what Michael does. He was pivotal to Gerrard. I don't think as a Rangers fan you'll say a bad word about him. No. And it's a fantastic move for him.
Every manager needs a good backroom staff, and Michael Beale's one of the best out there. And all assistant coaches, whatever, want to be their own guy. It's going to be difficult for them, because being your own guy is totally different than being looking in the background, just dealing with tactics or being the morale boost with players. So you have to take that step back. So good luck to him. I know he couldn't get Rangers, so he took Queen's Park Rangers. I suppose it's the nearest thing he's going to get at the moment in time. But no, good luck to him. I hope he does really well, because he's a guy that came across. He loved being at Rangers. Don't get me wrong, he loves being at Aston Villa, but he loved being at Rangers.
He didn't want to leave Rangers, let's be honest.
All the best Rangers, and it probably never mattered, knowing, but his knowledge of football's phenomenal, and I just wish him all the best, and hope he does well with Queen's Park Rangers, because now they're a good club, and they've got a good fan base, has been through a lot of bad times, and we by all, so hopefully he can get out of that, and even get him into the playoffs next season or something, but good luck to Michael.
It's a team, Mark, I'll be watching next season now. I really want him to do well, because if Michael as a manager starts to do really, really well, I've got no doubt somewhere down the line he'll be in the dugout at Ibrox.
You're absolutely read my mind there. Read my mind. I think he's got a good base there. I think that taking over for Warburton, love him or hate him, played a certain style of football. And
so does that mean, Mark, that in like 4 or 5 years' time, Gio's going to be the fucking Queen's Park Rangers manager, does it?
Who knows? It's always going to be a step down when he leaves us anyway, isn't it? So it doesn't really matter where he goes after that. But no, I think he's got the foundations there of a football playing side. I think that with his tactical knowledge, I think he's got the potential to do really well with him. Everybody that you hear speak about Beale, everybody that has mentioned him in interviews and stuff like that has always raved about him, absolutely raved about him, and I think the players loved him as well. And you can be assured he's pretty much going to be a hands-on manager. When he gets down there, he's going to do everything pretty much himself. So good luck to him. I think there's been wee rumours as well that maybe Kevin Thompson's either maybe going to go with him or or maybe go with Stephen Sheen.
It was a strange one, wasn't it? Kevin Thompson leaving. Yeah. You know he's going somewhere.
So watch this space. But obviously rumours as well about us appointing somebody else to our backroom staff as well. Have you seen that?
I don't deal in rumours. I just deal in facts.
Yeah. Is that a fact?
No.
You're done for that now. You realise that, don't you? After that statement. He's fucking run through his own back. But no, good luck to him. As I said, Michael Beale, I would like to see him progress as a manager, and I would like to see him come back to us. I would have took him before Gio as well. I thought that that would have been the natural progression, a la kind of Soonis Walter Smith. I thought that would have worked for me.
Well, you know, they do say that it's difficult transition, Brian, from assistant to manager. Probably the one of the greatest transitions in world football from assistant to manager was, of course, Sir Walter. And James is saying, look, first team coach and manager are different jobs. Many of the great coaches have failed as managers. I've just got a feeling, and maybe it's bias because I really like him and he was our assistant, and maybe it is just pure bias. I just think he's going to be a massive success as a manager.
He's certainly got the hallmarks for it. He's learned, he's obviously watched a Mr. Gerrard when he was manager handle, you know, press conferences, you know, it's talking to players. I mean, I believe Beale was out in South America for a while doing coaching out there. So
speaks Portuguese, you know,
he's obviously been around and seen different ways to play the game. So I don't, tactics are certainly not going to be his problem. It's going to be how he manages players and deals with them in the modern day. Because obviously he wouldn't have dealt with much of that. It would have been the manager that dealt with that. So that's going to be the key for him. He's going to have to, you know, change roles, and it's how he adapts to those roles. But good luck to him. Liked him when he was at Rangers. Good luck to him.
Yeah. It was apparently Jordan Campbell that said you will announce another coach. So we'll wait and see if that's true. Right. Okie dokie. First show back. I don't know when we'll be back again. I was kind of hoping at the end of pre-season so I could get a nice extra long break, but it's never a dull moment with Rangers, is it? Listen, if something happens, we'll be back. If nothing happens, we'll be back. Oh, believe me. So we'll be back. There you go. That's it. That's official. Thank you to everybody for watching. Thank you to everybody who's gave us a like. If you're watching on YouTube, a subscribe and hit the wee notification bell. You can download the show on Acast, iTunes, etc., etc., the sports social. And, of course, give us a wee follow on Twitter as well. Give the show a wee retweet on there. I suppose all that's left to do is to thank Kerr, Brian and Mark. Gentlemen, thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you to everybody for watching, and we'll see you, I don't know, at some point. It could be tomorrow, it could be next week, I don't know. Sports Social Podcast Network.